Thanks for joining us for this Field Talk podcast from the Linder Farm Network. Tar spot has emerged as an increasingly troublesome disease in corn. It's something farmers in the state are likely going to deal with for some time. Steve Wilkins with Golden Harvest joins Linda Brackey to provide an update on the disease and information on how best to manage tar spot.
Joining us here on the Linder Farm Network, Steve Wilkins, Golden Harvest Agronomy Manager. And Steve, we heard a lot about tar spot in areas of Minnesota, surrounding states this summer, but then towards harvest, we started to hear more about it in other areas of the state that maybe didn't see it, earlier in the season, maybe more towards harvest.
Certainly, well, tar spot this year certainly did have its impact on corn. Some areas earlier in the growing season, some later. So, for instance, over in Fillmore County, we were actually able to identify and confirm the presence of tar spot on June 30th. So that was one of the earliest identifications across the entire Corn Belt this year. Then as we look into neighboring counties and I would say southern to eastern Minnesota as a whole, we really had to get into the middle half of August into early September before we saw things really start to manifest across the state. So, yeah, I think growers' observations are very fair this year. They see it. They have it in many instances. But on the whole, it came in a little bit later relative to a couple of isolated situations where we were able to identify it actually very early in the growing season.
So what can we take away from the spreading in area of tar spot and how to prepare for next year?
So that's a very good question that is a very difficult answer. One of the challenges we have with tar spot is how it spreads. A lot of that is due to leaf movement of the infected leaf. So a grower could do everything right, and he could have a neighbor across the road, across the fence line, you name it, not, and a simple windstorm could spread the infection ultimately into their field. So what I've been telling growers is, tar spot, year in and year out, continues to grow in the scope of the Corn Belt and the severity of the disease. And it starts to have to be one of the premier things in the front of a grower's mind as they're making plans for the 2023 growing season. And when you think about how do you effectively manage tar spot, the first thing we have to understand is there is no resistance in the marketplace. Okay, what you have to do is go after tolerance. And tolerance means you need to match genetics with an appropriate fungicide or fungicides, depends on just how bad things get. And if we marry those two up, we can be very effective and we can continue to grow very high-yielding, top-end type of crops. If we don't, then we're opening ourselves up for a lot of risk, and risk could be yield, and risk could also be late-season standability and plant intactness.
So when it comes to fungicide practices this past year, what did you see as far as what were some successful practices?
Yep. So let's understand a little bit about the epidemiology of tar spot. Tar spot's an aggressive disease. It works very, very quick. And the day that you see a lesion, that lesion affected that plant about 2 weeks to 3 weeks ago. Okay, so we have what's called a latency period of about 14 to 21 days. So you see a lesion today, guess what? That happened, let's just say, for this situation 2 weeks ago. Now, even if you spray exactly the first time that you observe it in your field, you still have 2 to 3 more weeks of pressure coming. Okay, it's a polycyclical disease. You get that in conjunction with another disease, let's call it northern corn, a leaf blight, or gray leaf spot. All of a sudden, it's amplified in the damage that can be done to the plant. So what did we see this past year? When conditions were right and growers sprayed and had good genetics, they're making it through pretty much unscathed. If you don't have either one of those, you have a chink in your armor and you can have some problems. But let's reevaluate the fungicide component a bit more. because there's a lot of fungicides on the marketplace. Not every fungicide has the activity on tar spot that a grower needs. So growers really need to understand the fungicide that they're using, because you've got some premium ones on the marketplace that are really effective against tar spot. You've got many that have little to no activity. So you've got to pick the right one for your situation. Okay, but it's not even that simple. It's more in depth, because if you look at the premium fungicides on the marketplace, specifically to tar spot, you're going to get, let's just call it, about 3 weeks of good quality residual activity, okay? Depending upon when that's applied or when the infection of tar spot comes in, much of our hybrids these days have a grain fill period of 65, 70, maybe even 75 days. So you can start to see that even the best fungicide on the market is going to get you maybe a third of the way through the grain fill process. That's why you've got to look at, when does infection come in? How much time do I have left in my grain fill process? What are my genetics? Do I need a second application? Does it make sense given the point of the year and the conditions? Those are all part of the decision tree that growers need to be thinking about and evaluating when it comes to tar spot. So this is different than what we've had with other diseases in years past. And it's really in a grower's best interest for them to understand it, take a really proactive mindset, and then let's hope throughout the course of the upcoming growing season we don't get it. But if we do, you really don't want to be caught behind the eight ball here. We got to be proactive in how we look at this.
So from the Golden Harvest and Syngenta perspective, any other suggestions?
Well, we really focus within the Syngenta and Golden Harvest brand around the genetic component. And we do a very good job of screening our hybrids. We have breeding research trials and nurseries in some of the heaviest tar spot areas in the Corn Belt. So we feel we have a very good understanding of how genetics can handle tar spot and which ones come up and are the ones that will actively promote and position into those given environments. But again, tar spot is about how do you manage the disease, and we certainly want and encourage growers to use fungicides even with the products that do very well in those areas. So this is an interesting one that we're all still learning about, but yeah, genetics are key, fungicides key, marry them up and we can still be very successful.
Steve Wilkins, Golden Harvest Agronomy Manager.
Thanks for joining us. Find other podcasts online at linderfarmnetwork.com or on Apple and Spotify. Get daily market analysis, weather information, and farm news on your local LFN affiliate.